news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Our thoughts today are with the people of Midland County, Michigan, where Governor Gretchen Whitmer declared a state of emergency after two dams breached following heavy rains. Whitmer warned that downtown Midland, a city of 40,000, and the home of Dow Chemical, could be under 9 feet of water by Wednesday afternoon. She said, if you have a family member or a loved one who lives in another part of the state, go there now. If you don't go, go to one of the shelters that have opened across the county. About 100,000 people were evacuated from areas that could face flooding, despite Whitmer's stay-at-home order imposed to curb the spread of the coronavirus. More problems for Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Following the abrupt dismissal of Steve Linnick, the State Department's Inspector General, on Friday, allegations surfaced saying that Linnick had been investigating Pompeo's alleged use of State Department staffers to perform personal errands. Well, we've since learned of another, more serious investigation that was also underway. The New York Times reporting that Pompeo declined an interview request for the State Department Inspector General's inquiry into whether the Trump administration acted illegally in declaring an emergency to bypass a congressional freeze on arms sales to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Instead, Pompeo chose to answer written questions, but this is proof that Pompeo was aware of the fact that he was being investigated, despite his previous statement denying that he knew he was under investigation. But wait, there's more. NBC News is now reporting that until the coronavirus shut them down in March, Mike Pompeo and his wife held regular dinner parties known as Madison dinners, with a guest list that included ambassadors, billionaire CEOs, Supreme Court justices, and other political heavyweights. They'd arrive in evening attire and be escorted by private elevator to dinner in the historic diplomatic reception rooms, all on the taxpayer's dime, or dollar. State Department officials involved in the dinners say they had raised concerns internally that the events were essentially using federal resources to cultivate a donor and supporter base for Pompeo's political ambitions, complete with extensive contact information that would get sent back to Susan Pompeo's personal Gmail account. Oops. By the way, Linnick, the fired inspector general, was the fourth inspector general to be fired by the Trump administration in the last 6 weeks. The Washington Post is now reporting that House Democrats plan to open an investigation into the firing of the Transportation Department's acting inspector general. Not one of the four, by the way. He's an added bonus firing. The concern is that the move was tied to an ongoing investigation of Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao's dealings with the state of Kentucky. Chao, you may know, is married to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and has faced questions about whether her department has given preferential treatment to projects in his state. Well, World Health Organization member nations on Tuesday ignored Donald Trump's letter demanding, quote, major substantive improvements within 30 days, but they have agreed to conduct an impartial independent review of the WHO's coronavirus response. Trump threatened in his Monday letter to permanently cut off U.S. funding to the organization, accusing it of failing to do enough to warn the world about the early outbreak in China last year. Trump added that a review by his administration found the WHO made grossly inaccurate or misleading claims about the coronavirus and consistently ignored credible early reports about the outbreak, including reports from the Lancet Medical Journal in December. Well, the Lancet released a statement saying that Trump's claim was factually incorrect, noting that its first articles on the coronavirus were published January 24th. And as the death toll in the United States passed 92,000, Donald Trump was asked Tuesday why we have so many more cases and deaths than any other nation in the world. He actually called it a badge of honor.
We lead in cases. That's because we have more testing than anybody else. So we test much more than anybody else. Again, we're close to 14 million. It was said 12 and a half. It's actually, I think, close to 14 million now. And so we have 14 million tests. And Germany, if they do 2 million, that's a lot. And others are doing 1 million. So if you're testing 14 million people, you're going to find many more cases. Many of these people aren't very sick, but they still go down as a case. So actually, the number of cases, and we're also a much bigger country than most. So when we have a lot of cases, I don't look at that as a bad thing. I look at that as, in a certain respect, as being a good thing, because it means our testing is much better.
Someone please explain to him the definition of per capita. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.